Hello, I'm Donald Johannesson, and thanks for joining me on Speaking Out.
Welcome to Speaking Out, a new program exploring the many facets of Aboriginal and Islander music, culture and current affairs. I'm Wayne Coolwell.
Hi, and welcome to Speaking Out. I'm your host, Karen Durante.
Hi, I'm Rhianna Patrick, and thanks for joining me for Speaking Out, which is coming to you from a houseboat on the Thames near Chelsea in London.
Hello, I'm Donald Johannesson, and thanks for joining me on Speaking Out. Hello and welcome to 25 years of Speaking Out on ABC Local Radio. I'm Donald Johannesson, and joining me is co-producer all the way from Melbourne who joined in for the celebrations, Kerry Lee Harding. Kerry Lee, what did you make of yesterday's celebrations?
What a fabulous afternoon we had. It was wonderful to be joined by the rest of our colleagues here at ABC Local Radio and the rest of ABC Radio as well. I really enjoyed the food yesterday done by the Red Bank Plains High School students who actually came in and did this work on the school holiday. So very impressed by these young people who provided our catering yesterday. It was lovely, of course, to see Auntie Maruchi Baramba, of course, from Cherbourg, who originally hails from Cherbourg Way, which my mob are from. So all in all, a very wonderful day. Lovely to have our past Speaking Out program presenters come back and join yourself in the celebrations. And what a deadly day.
Yeah. It was certainly a good day. And after a welcome to country by Maruchi Baramba, the MC and former host Karen Durante introduced Acting Director of Radio Linda Bracken. The other voices you'll hear are from former presenters Wayne Coolwell and Rhianna Patrick. And it finishes with musician Black Indy singing My Island Home. Sit back and enjoy 25 years of celebration of Speaking Out on ABC Local Radio.
On behalf of Michael Mason, the director of ABC Radio, who's swanning around in Europe at the moment on holidays, and the entire radio executive team, thank you for joining us today to celebrate this very significant milestone in radio broadcasting. I'd also like to pay my respect and acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which this event takes place and also pay my respects to elders past and present. On July 1, 1990, Speaking Out went to air for the first time, making it the first program of its kind, a national, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander affairs show produced and presented by Indigenous broadcasters. If Speaking Out were a person, at 25, it would be a young adult. But what I'd say about this program is that it's always been wise beyond its years. First came across Speaking Out when it was presented by Wayne Coolwell, who we'll hear some recorded thoughts from shortly. The program has covered the important issues of contemporary Indigenous Australia, from Mabo to the apology to the stolen generations, and it has also shone a light on emerging and established talent in sport and in the arts. I especially remember tuning in one night to hear what some might refer to as young people's music, and I had to check the dial that I was in fact listening to local radio. And then I heard the energetic back announce by one Rhianna Patrick, who was interviewing a young Indigenous band, and I thought, well, you can take the girl out of Triple J, but you can't take the girl out of Triple J out of the girl. And today we celebrate the importance of this program and we pay tribute to the program makers over the years who have made this happen, including Wayne and Karen and Rhianna, Donald and Kerry Lee. We're proud of your work and of your commitment and dedication to storytelling and for being a voice that is strong, a voice of importance to all Australians. Thank you very much.
So, Speaking Out, you've pretty much got a sense of the program. We are celebrating its 25th year. Started off as a lifestyle, culture and political program covering issues affecting Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders across Australia, and it was produced and presented by Indigenous broadcasters. You've heard some of them on that particular replay just now. We've also had two others in that time, Kerry Klim, who's in the audience with us, and one time or other we had Stan Grant, who was also a presenter. I came in as the second presenter of Speaking Out after Wayne decided he wanted to become a restaurateur and do all of that kind of stuff. I'm actually from the Torres Strait, so I, I've been living in mainland Australia since 1990, so I'm a visitor. And, the kind of visitor that won't leave. I love the shopping too much. But, I'd actually had started contributing to Speaking Out from when I joined as a young trainee from Thursday Island, having cut my teeth in community radio. And when I say cut my teeth in community radio, it was essentially working with vinyl records and putting them away for the presenters, and taking call-outs and requests and that sort of stuff, and then kind of having my 5 seconds of fame on radio on Thursday Island. And so, I'd actually got my first taste for working with ABC Radio as a work experience student. I was originally going to work with the Cairns Post. Thank goodness I didn't. And actually worked out at ABC Radio Tropical North with Judith Langridge. That's showing my age. And for those of you who know that name, that's showing your age too. Speaking Out had just started, met Joel and Wayne and Aaron here in Brisbane, actually, probably not far, over at Riverside, yeah, at our first Indigenous conference, and heard them talking about Speaking Out and how excited they were. I was pretty happy to contribute when I could, being from Cairns, you know, large Indigenous population there, close to the Cape and that kind of stuff, so keen to contribute material there. As I said, joined the moved down to Brisbane and, started producing Speaking Out with Wayne. And at that stage, we'd gone from a half-hour show to a one-hour program live, and that was kind of at the height of One Nation, so that was really interesting, particularly when we did Talk Back. We actually invited David Oldfield onto the program, and I think we also extended it to Pauline Hanson as well. And, that sort of made for some interesting radio anyway. And then Wayne left, and then I took over the helm for 10 years. I don't know whether I like the distinction of being the longest-serving presenter of Speaking Out, because it was hard work, because at that stage, you know, budgets shrink and grow, and I was in that stage where the budget was shrinking, so it was kind of like a one-woman show. But, you know, had lots of help from the 612 team, putting the show together, getting promos out and all that kind of stuff. And, it was a fun time. A stressful time. I think I used to have long, curly hair. It's now this. So thank you. But, look, enough of me. I really want to, it was Wayne's baby back in 1990, so I think, you know, let's hear from Wayne about what he had to say about his time with Speaking Out.
I remember the first time that I got involved with Speaking Out and being the inaugural presenter way back in 1990. It was something quite exciting. I'd just got back from Darwin after working up there for a few years, the year before, 1989, and I was involved in the discussions about trying to put a program to air which was for the Indigenous staff members and something unique for ABC Radio. And, of course, that was Speaking Out, and it came to life in early July 1990. The first program went to air, and I was asked to be the first presenter of the show, and it was a real honour. And, I loved the program and was able to present it for 9 years. The program was able to get those stories out to Indigenous communities across Australia in a lot of different ways, and that's the importance of the program. It was unique in that sense, and it told a story about arts, culture, music, politics, a whole range of topics for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australia, and was a very hard-hitting program at times as well, which was important, remembering, of course, that the 1990s was quite an extraordinary decade for Indigenous politics. Trying to think of a program that sticks in my mind over 9 years, which was memorable to me and I think really presented something unique to the audience, is difficult in a lot of ways because, without sounding pompous or arrogant, I think I was very, very fortunate to be involved in a range of wonderful things for the program over all that time, particularly our live music programs that we presented from the ABC studios in Sydney and in Alice Springs a few times. The trips to America, I suppose, stand out in one sense because they were groundbreaking, that the program I did, the International Year for the World's Indigenous People, was 1993, and I was very, very fortunate enough to be given the opportunity to travel to the United States in May or June that year, and presented three programs from the United States and Canada, which got broadcast around the country, talking about the Native American issue and the Native Canadian issue and how it relates to Australia and the similarities with a whole range of things. So I guess if I have to look at all the things that I did in that 9 years, that was quite unique and groundbreaking in a lot of ways and something special for me as well. 25 years is extraordinary, isn't it? I feel so humbled and so proud that I was a part of it. And it's continued on with people such as yourself, and we've had some great presenters and some producers involved with the program, and it really is a program that should be held high in the minds of not only, you know, Indigenous people working at the ABC, but Indigenous people around the country and black and white Australians in all sectors, because it's an important program and it'll be there for a lot longer, I believe, because it really has relevance to a lot of things happening in this country. Karen Durante was very significant for me back in the 90s because she was the producer for me in, I think, the final 3 or 4 years that I was there, and a very talented lady, and contributed so much to the program, and obviously then went on to present the program. And very talented lady, and has offered so much and contributed so much to the program. Rhianna, of course, is, you know, one of the talented young Indigenous people at the ABC, and she's got a lot to offer and has gone on to many different things, and she's a good journalist and a good broadcaster. So, you know, the ABC should be proud of what it's produced, and there's so many talented people there, and they continue to offer up so much for the program and to the ABC and to the Australian audience, which I think is just fantastic.
And that was Wayne Coolwell. Just to, you know, I didn't actually tell you a bit about him. He's Mudanjali. His traditional country is Bow Desert, Mount Tambourine region. And he spent most of his life involved in media and communications industry, including the 15 years that he worked as a sports journalist and broadcaster in radio and television for the ABC in our Toowong office and in Darwin. And, of course, producing and presenting the National Indigenous News and Current Affairs program Speaking Out, which he's just been talking about. He's now a freelance consultant on a range of government and private initiatives, as well as promoting bush tucker to the wider community through a restaurant and catering business. So that was Wayne's chapter with Speaking Out, and that's quite nice of him. Of, you know, there's the presenter-producer role isn't always that peachy, is it? But, yeah, no, we got on well. We got on well.
You're listening to the 25th anniversary celebrations of Speaking Out on ABC Local Radio, Digital Radio and Radio Australia. I'm Donald Johannesson.
The Speaking Out website is abc.net.au/speakingout, or just search for ABC Speaking Out.
And I just noticed that Rhianna got her passport stamped as a Speaking Out presenter. Wayne did. I don't know. Donald, have you yet? I didn't. I got to go to Perth and Darwin. Beautiful places. Okay, let me introduce our next speaker, who happens to be the third presenter of Speaking Out, Rhianna Patrick. Rhianna and I have got similar kind of lifeline here because I grew up in Weipa, which incidentally is where Rhianna grew up as well, probably, yeah, heaps longer, ages ago, or, you know, well after me. Anyway, so she grew up in Weipa before returning to Brisbane, which is where she was born. She joined the ABC back in 2002 as a news and current affairs cadet in the Sydney newsroom. She's worked as a radio journalist at ABC Tropical North, where I worked. I now work at Beamer, that's where she used to work. So I don't know, we're just following each other's tales. And as a breakfast news reader at Triple J, I didn't do the Triple J thing, too old. Well, I was already past 25, so, yeah, couldn't do it. Associate producer of ABC TV's Indigenous documentary program, Message Dick, for 7 years, and she was helm of Speaking Out from 2008 to 2014. She also did a lot of other things too, so she had a job descriptions. Not job description. So she also did Haywire, Men's Shed, and any issue actually you know, about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders for the entire network, and I'm talking probably about Radio National as well. So she's now got her own show. So that's what all the hard work has been about, to get her own show, the Rhianna Patrick Show, which covers everything from cult movies, archaeology, ancient history, reissued albums, TV box sets, music, and everything else in between, including Doctor Who. Yeah, okay. Rhianna Patrick.
I had to win a scholarship to go to England, Karen, and I just happened to do speaking out programs while I was over there, so that's what you needed to do. I suppose for me, deciding to work on speaking out is not an easy decision by any means, and it's one that you have to really think about, because you can risk the career direction that you want to go in and the way that others perceive you once you take on the Indigenous tag. And I've often wondered, why would anyone want to do it? And it's because those of us who have, Kerry's here, Karen's here, Donald's here, I'm here, and Wayne obviously as well, and Stan Grant as well at the same time as Kerry, which I refer to as the year of the four emperors, so it's kind of a rotating roster of presenters, is that we understand that there's a huge responsibility that comes with the program. And it's not only to the program itself, but it's also to the community that it serves. And you also become a keeper of that legacy and the history of it and its corporate knowledge, which is always handed from one presenter to the next presenter. And it's one of those things that's not a 9-to-5 Monday to Friday job. I wish it was, but I don't know any black person that holds an event that's not on a weekend. It's all weekend stuff. So you kind of have to be flexible in that way to live your job. And so you never really get time to switch off. And for most of my speaking out time, I actually worked alone. It was not until the very sort of end of my tenure there that I had a producer for one day a week. And you know, if it wasn't for particularly my ABC Indigenous colleagues, those on the sister program Away on Radio National, and those working in other areas of the ABC, I don't reckon I would have lasted very long. It was a hard slog, and there's definitely blood, sweat and tears that have gone into this program over 25 years. And my nearly 6 years on the program, thank you LinkedIn for adding it up for me, it's kind of a bit of a blur, because you're just churning out programs. That's what you do, and you're trying to continue ahead of the curve, and you're trying to beat everybody else, because you wouldn't be a journo if you weren't trying to beat everybody else. And so for me, what I'm probably most proud of is giving a voice to our younger generation who are coming up. You know, they are our largest population between the ages of 15 and 25. Our median age is 21. It's a little bit older in the Northern Territory. It's 23. And it became important for me that we connected to the young people coming through, and that we spoke to them and not just their parents or their grandparents. I also am really proud of the way that we supported up-and-coming emerging Indigenous musicians as well. And I also liked the global approach that I kind of brought back to the program after a while away, of just talking to other people of colour who go through similar experiences to us, and we all share very universal themes and we all can relate to that. And it's the only way I got an interview with Will Calhoun from Living Colour, was to ask about his time spent living with Indigenous Australians in the 1990s, which is pretty much Aboriginal like local legend, but not a lot of non-Indigenous people know he spent so long here living with Indigenous Australians. And speaking out has always been quite unique, because it's Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders telling our stories our way. And it started when there was no ABC Reconciliation Action Plan, there were no employment targets or content targets to meet. And as Linda mentioned earlier, we were the first to be Aboriginal presented, but also Aboriginal produced from behind the scenes. And the only program older than us is actually the Aboriginal program over at SBS Radio, which is now called Living Black Radio. But we've always had that bent on supporting First Nations Australians, and particularly from behind the scenes. And that includes the non-Indigenous people who spent a lot of time working on the early days of speaking out as well, who kind of do tend to get forgotten, but not by the people who worked on it, who are really grateful for their support and their help during that time. At the moment, our voices get about 2.5 hours of dedicated Indigenous radio programming a week, and that includes a repeat of Away as well in that. So we know that our programs count and that our programs really do matter. And with the First Nations Australians now having a plethora of things like print, blogs, our own television channel, a network of Indigenous radio stations to listen to. We at the ABC need to be careful that speaking out doesn't get lost in the crowd or become irrelevant. I'm forever grateful for the nearly 6 years I spent on the program, and also to Andy Henley, who asked me not once but twice to come back to radio. I'd like to also acknowledge the previous keepers of Speaking Out, that's both Indigenous and non-Indigenous, our sister program Away on Radio National, and those cultural institutions nationally that have always been strong supporters, particularly Nadine McDonald-Dowd, the head of the Kooral-Dargan Indigenous Knowledge Centre, who finishes soon at the State Library of Queensland after a decade there. Thank you for your support, Nadine. And finally, thanks to Karen Durante, the longest serving Speaking Out staffer ever, who made sure that before she left the ABC that the program would return to its home here in Brisbane, and a fight that I agreed to take on as part of taking on the program. Her persistence and support through my entire career to provide content for the program is how I ended up here. So, SO Karen. I hope that in 25 years' time, Speaking Out is back as one of the flagship Indigenous programs and a jewel in the ABC's crown. We have come far, but we still have a long way to go.
Thanks, Rhianna.
Speaking Out. Indigenous culture, lifestyle and current affairs.
You're listening to the 25th anniversary celebrations of Speaking Out on ABC Local Radio, Digital Radio and Radio Australia. I'm Donald Johannesson.
I'd like to introduce you to the current presenter of Speaking Out, Donald Johannesson. He was born in central Queensland, Rockhampton, before moving to Brisbane. He started out as a... There's a bit of a theme going on. Started out at 98.9, which is where I work now, and he was soon offered the role as a sports presenter over at 98.9. And since those beginnings, Donald has gone on to produce and present numerous sports, news and lifestyle programs for TV, online and radio for many broadcasters, including producing a three-part documentary series for the Indigenous Cricket, of the Indigenous Cricket Tour to India in 2012, which was broadcast on NITV/SBS and the ABC's Australia network. In 2014, last year, Donald took the chair, like literally ripped it off her, from Rhianna, and is now presenter and co-producer of Speaking Out. Donald.
My first contact with the program was back in about 2000 with Karen. I was producing Karen at the time. Due to budget cuts, I pursued other things. I worked at the Olympics, Goodwill Games, Commonwealth Games, the Asian Games in the Middle East, 4TAB, 4BC, National Indigenous Radio Service, NITV, Channel 7, State and Federal Government Departments, SBS, and now back at the ABC. So it's a long list of networking and everything like that. Along the way, I didn't see much Indigenous content, so I'm glad that a voice such as Speaking Out has been doing it for the last 25 years. Two stories come to mind. Freddie Capes, Aboriginal boxer. My original plan was to go meet Anthony Mundine, but I was speaking to Freddie, and the story that he told is amazing. This is a guy who was very depressed for 5 years. He practically ate himself to death, realised that I've got to turn my life around. He did. Boxing was the sport that turned it around, and it was amazing. We put that on our Facebook page and YouTube page as well, and I'm glad to say that we used it as part of Mental As campaign that the ABC ran as well. So it's on the Speaking Out YouTube site. It's got about 400 views and 8 thumbs up, so that's good. Another story that really just took my mind away was the story that we did with the first Aboriginal fighter pilot and the RAAF during World War II, Len Waters. And I acknowledge Gladys Waters here today. Thank you for coming, Gladys. The backstory to this, Rhianna gave me a piece of paper with a phone number on it, and she said, ring this number. It's a great story. So I rang, I called Gladys, and I said, look, Donald from ABC, I want to come over and have a chat and everything like that. So I can tell you, I was prepping myself for a 30-minute interview, and it turned out to be one full week over your place, thanks to the cuppa and everything like that. It actually did my head in. There was so much content. It was unbelievable. The archival stuff you have, Auntie Gladys, is unbelievable. Any museum would be, they would love that sort of archival sort of stuff. It was just amazing. And from that, we produced three programs, a pre-ANZAC show, ANZAC show, and a post one. and the audio that we got was just treasure. It was unbelievable. So I appreciate that, Arnie. Thank you very much. Good thing about Speaking Out, it's no longer just played on a Sunday evening on ABC local radio. The content is now delivered Thursday through a podcast and so on, and we again use social media to get it out to all the masses of audiences. I'd just like to finish by saying that I got a text from my wife, who's been very supportive in all my media roles that I've just rattled off before, and it just says simply, congratulations on 25 years of providing a valuable service to the community and taking it to the next level for future generations. Thank you.
I met a man a few years ago who I grew up listening to his music and kind of didn't realise who he was when I first met him, but I quickly found out his name was George Rorimbal from the Warumpi Band. And he was a beautiful man. He's such a kind person. And through that time, while I was living up in Darwin, I actually got to spend a fair bit of time with him. He was staying over at a friend of our family's house, and they were writing songs together for a festival. And we used to play pranks on him and put too much sugar in his coffee and things like that. But he was funny, man. One of the greatest performers in Australia, I think. Just had that wow factor about him, and it actually took me, after his passing a few years back, it's taken me until last year till I could actually sing this song without crying, so I'm going to sing My Island Home. For 6 years I've been in the desert, and every night I dream of the sea. They say home is where you find it, but will this place ever satisfy me? For I come from the salt water people. We always lived by the sea. Now I'm out here west of Alice Springs with my wife and my family. My island home, my island home, my island home is waiting for me. In the evening the dry wind blows from the hills and across the plains. I close my eyes and I'm standing in a boat on the sea again, and I'm holding that long turtle spear, and I feel I'm close now to where it must be, and my island home is waiting for me, and my island. My island home, my island home is waiting for me. My island home, my island home, my island home is waiting for me. Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed listening to the 25th anniversary celebrations of Speaking Out on ABC Local Radio, Digital Radio and Radio Australia. And a big thank you to Maruchi Baramba, the Acting Director of Radio Linda Bracken, Karen Durante, Wayne Coolwell, Rihanna Patrick and also musician Black Indy. And don't forget you can subscribe free to Speaking Out on iTunes to hear past and current programs, or like us at facebook.com/ABC Speaking Out. Or even check out our YouTube page. Just type in ABC Speaking Out. I'm Donald Johannesson, and this has been Speaking Out on ABC Local Radio, Digital Radio and Radio Australia.